Permanent, year-round populations could be established only in the presence of an anticipatory engineering of water supplies. The Maya heartland, in other words, was a network of artificially habitable terrestrial islands. As Maya numbers grew, so did the islands beneath them. North of Kan, half a dozen small cities improved agricultural conditions by lifting up entire fields and carving out rain-retaining terraces on dry hillsides. Kan itself dug out a series of reservoirs, established neighborhoods around each one, and linked the ensemble with a network of canals. Central Mutal was ringed by a chain of 7 reservoirs, with another central reservoir reserved for royalty, and so on. Revamping the landscape both allowed Maya cities to expand and made them more vulnerable. Despite constant maintenance, erosion silted up reservoirs, hurricanes destroyed terraces, and weeds and sediment choked irrigation networks. Over time, the Maya found themselves simultaneously maintaining existing systems and pushing out to cover past mistakes. If war damage made it impossible for a city's inhabitants to keep up, they would be in trouble. Island dwellers who wrecked their homes have no place to move. One can speculate that the losers' fear of having their backs to the wall generated the extraordinary tenacity of the Kan-Mutal conflict. Sky Witness's strategy was to ring Mutal with a chain of client states and allies and then strangle it boa constrictor style. In this way, Kan would both acquire a dominant position in the Maya realm and destroy its enemy. The first step was to suborn Mutal's most important vassal, the king of Oswiecza, now known as Caracol. With 115,000 people, Oswiecza was twice as populous as Mutal and controlled almost as much territory. Yet it had become Mutal's vassal soon after Teotihuacan installed the new dynasty. No concrete evidence exists that the first event caused the second, but the coincidence in timing is hard to dismiss. Sky Witness seems to have divined or inspired resentment in Oswiecza. The king of Oswiecza took the throne by the action of Mutal in 553 AD. Within 3 years, Sky Witness had persuaded the new ruler of Oswiecza to betray his masters. Maya polities were not large enough to maintain standing armies. Instead, both Kan and Oswiecza mustered short-term militiamen to fight wars. Wearing cotton armor and wooden helmets, brandishing lances, hatchets, and maces, and carrying great painted litters with effigies of their gods, the two militias marched on Mutal. Kan is some 60 miles north of Mutal. Oswiecza is 50 miles south of it. The two cities planned to crush Mutal between them. They carefully chose the day of the attack. Maya priests tracked the movements of Venus, which they regarded as a powerful portent. Its day of emergence in the morning sky was considered an occasion on which warfare and violence was likely to be rewarded, an optimal day to attack a city. On April 29, 562, in what archaeologists call a Star Wars assault, the two celestially guided armies overran Mutal, sacked its precincts, and probably killed its king. The relevant glyphs are too worn to read. Kan did not directly occupy Mutal. Victorious Maya cities rarely had the manpower to rule their rivals directly. Instead, in the by now familiar hegemonic pattern, they tried to force the rulers of the vanquished state to become their vassals. If an enemy sovereign was slain, as apparently happened in Mutal, the conquerors often didn't emplace a new one. Kings were divine, and thus by definition irreplaceable.